This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The investigation into anthrax cases has moved from media companies to the Postal Service. Since Sunday, there have been two new cases of inhalation anthrax among postal employees in Washington, D.C. Two other workers are dead, possibly from exposure to anthrax spores. There's no established link between the anthrax cases and the September 11th terrorist attacks, but Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says the U.S. is fighting the same war at home and abroad.
We are waging this war. It's one war, but there are two fronts. There's a battlefield outside this country, and there's a war and a battlefield inside this country.
Ridge says the government is taking every step possible to ensure that the country's mail systems are safe and secure. But NPR's Larry Abramson reports the new anthrax cases in Washington, D.C. may force officials to reconsider how they should respond to this threat.
Up until now, public health officials have taken some measure of comfort from the fact that there had only been two cases of inhalation anthrax, the most dangerous form of the disease, and that there had only been one death of a Florida man more than 2 weeks ago. Now that's changed, according to Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge.
Two postal employees who work at the Brentwood Mail Facility here in Washington, D.C. have tested positive for inhalation anthrax.
The Brentwood facility is not far from Capitol Hill. Workers there handled a letter that arrived in the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle last week. That letter exposed 28 congressional staffers to anthrax spores and may have done the same to the mail workers at the Brentwood facility, though officials say they cannot be sure what caused the mail workers to get sick. About 2,000 workers must now be tested. As they awaited their results, they learned that two of their colleagues had died after developing suspicious symptoms. Again, Tom Ridge.
Both of these workers experienced respiratory complications, became critically ill, and tragically, ultimately passed away. It is very clear that their symptoms are suspicious, and their deaths are likely due to anthrax.
The investigation into these new infections is continuing, and the results will provide guidance not just to the police, but also to public health officials trying to develop an action plan for the next outbreak. The Brentwood Mail Facility is a large warehouse-style building. If officials find that large numbers of people were exposed, it could suggest that these anthrax spores were able to cover a larger area than was thought possible. Epidemiologist Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota says we've already seen how quickly this stuff can spread from the exposure in Senator Daschle's office.
I think the lesson that we've learned is that in Senator Daschle's office, for a single letter to result in that number of people becoming nasal culture positive suggests that that material with very little energy applied to it was able to move relatively easy through the air.
Osterholm says we've never dealt with this disease in this kind of situation. Officials are developing the guidebook for this crisis as they go along. If it turns out more people were infected in the Brentwood facility, first responders may have to close off an area even more quickly the next time they learn of a possible exposure, and they may have to be more aggressive about handing out antibiotics. The inhaled form of anthrax can progress quickly if it's not treated with drugs. Michael Osterholm says officials may have to rethink their plans about handing out medicines such as Cipro.
Because we know if we can do that quickly enough, we can have a major impact on the possibility of any additional people becoming ill.
Understanding how anthrax spreads and how to treat it will keep changing as new cases develop. Tom Ridge says there are 9 other patients in the Washington area who've developed suspicious symptoms. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.